Welcome to the FT Money Audio Commentary. This is David Fuller on Tuesday, the 14th of January, and I'm recording at 10 p.m., and that's Greenwich Mean Time. Now, well, we've certainly got a lot of ranging markets, and one of them is Wall Street. Having been clipped quite sharply yesterday, we saw Wall Street bounce back almost as strongly, and possibly even stronger, because the most influential index right now, as far as I'm concerned, on Wall Street is that NASDAQ 100, also the NASDAQ 1000. The NASDAQ 100 was up 1.69%, and so it more than reversed yesterday's sharp decline. The S&P was up nearly 1.10%, and the Dow lagging a bit, but still up 0.71%. So still, obviously, very much ranging there, and the bulls have certainly not given up the ghost, and we know that that tailwind is extremely positive in terms of monetary policy. And we also had today a retail report, which, okay, it's the statistic du jour, but it was moderately favorable, and that made a fairly good impression, not least because we'd had big freeze over part of the U.S. in the earlier part of the month. But there's an interesting indicator which Owen has posted today. Neither of us had seen it before, but it's the Bloomberg Initial Public Offering Index. Initial Public Offering Index. You'll see it in his section. And that had a big accelerating decline, type 1 ending decline, last year, and a sharpish pullback. But more importantly, if you look at that on a long-term chart, and it is now in the library, it is a medium-term contrary indicator. So in other words, you get the initial public offering index, you get a lot of companies coming to the market. They do so because you have a very bullish environment and high multiples. You don't want to sell shares to the public when they're depressed. You want to sell shares to the public when you've got a frothy market. And that's what we certainly had towards the end of last year. And therefore, we had a number of companies rushing to the market, and clearly there was a good speculative appetite for those issues, new issues, not least technology companies, Twitter and the like. And they have been very exciting, and it is an indication, as I said, of market froth. It's not a short-term timing indicator, but I think it does indicate very clearly that we will see at least a sharp reaction. Well, we'll see at least a sharp reaction, and we'll see at least one or two sharp reactions at some point during this year. Okay, what else to mention with Wall Street? Well, let's take the other stock markets here. The European indices are mostly pretty steady overall, including the banks index, that's SX70, and also the Eurostoxx 50, SX5E. Two exceptions that I see on my screen here, although it doesn't have all of them, all of the European markets, but Sweden was down just a little bit, a third of a point, and so was Switzerland, down a third of a point. Now, Japan. This is interesting. Japan was closed yesterday, but the yen had rallied. I mentioned this in yesterday's audio. The yen had rallied on Friday and also yesterday on Monday, and we had Japan get clipped here, down over 3% for the Nikkei 225 index. Amazingly, that TSE2 index, which had been up 9 days consecutively, well, it couldn't score a tenth day to the upside, but it was steadyish, only down slightly there today. Now, that the 3% plus decline that I mentioned for the Nikkei, that brought it back to 15,422. And so it's not all that far off lows that we saw only a few weeks ago. And obviously, well, in my opinion, obviously, it would be a bullish, favorable development if the Nikkei can stay above that psychological 15,000 level. And I wouldn't be surprised if it steadies tomorrow, partly because of Wall Street's rebound, and obviously Wall Street's weakness helped to drag the Nikkei lower, but partly because of Wall Street, but also because the yen has softened again. Remember, it was trading at 103 and a small number yesterday. So to come down from that 105 level that we had seen a short while ago. But the yen has weakened here today, and the evidence of that is that against the U.S. dollar has strengthened to 104.22 yen to the dollar as I speak. So that may see Japan a little stronger. And elsewhere, we might also see Australia stronger. That was down 1.5%. here today, but the metal prices were all fairly firm. The industrial metal prices, I should say, were fairly firm in here today. The Hang Seng was down a little bit. That reflects Wall Street, less than 0.5%. The China Shanghai Composite Index had a 0.86% gain here today. So that's a moderate gain. It's overextended on the downside, the Shanghai Composite Index. And it tends to be probably least influenced by Wall Street of all the other major stock market indices. And India a little lower, about 0.5%. Half a percent down. Now, government bonds, with Wall Street rallying sharply, that firmed up the yields a little bit. And the U.S. 10-year government yield, which is the one I'm watching every single day, and that found support down just above the 2.8% level and closed at 2.87 here today, but it's still obviously still below that psychological 3% level where it faltered earlier this month, having moved marginally above the September high. Now, elsewhere in these markets, the U.S. dollar, I haven't looked at that too much today, but the dollar U.S. dollar index is a little bit steadier, but only slightly. A few key currencies that I mentioned, sterling up to 164.41. That's up nearly 60 cents, and the euro also slightly firmer at 136.81. So what's the dollar actually up against? It's up against the Australian dollar. I can see that slip back down to 89.63. That may help Australia's market tomorrow as well. Now, precious metals were firmish. Before Wall Street started to rally quite strongly, and then they gave up that gave up those gains. Annoyingly, we saw, for instance, silver move up to $20.67. It moved up enough for me to put in a break-even stop, but then found it getting hit as Wall Street rallied quite strongly. Not the easiest environment here for some of this short-term leveraged trading in particularly in ranging markets if you want to protect your positions, as we all do. Now, elsewhere, the commodities. I had mentioned, I believe, that the industrial metals were all higher here today. Didn't I finish on the precious metals? Not really. Gold slipped back to its currently bullion is at 1245. It's still steady within its range overall. Platinum was down 11, came pulled back to 1432 and change. I gave you the silver quote earlier. These are still ranging in a more or less steady performance. I think better than 50-50 that they break up from these levels over the medium term, in my opinion. I'm not sticking my neck out too far on that, as you can see, because they do still have a lot of overhead. Crude. Little changes. Brent slightly easier, 106.12. The WTI a little firmer, 92.62. Those are the main features on Tuesday, the 14th. And therefore, all the very best to all of you.